This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Tis the season of gifting. Today, we'll create soothing bath salts. Historically, baths were a way of treating ailments. Holistic practitioners use salt and herbs for a number of maladies. There are different types of salts as well. Epsom is probably the most popular and the one we'll focus on today. It's actually magnesium and sulfate, minerals known for their medicinal value as well as beauty and garden products. It's named after a bitter saline spring in Epsom, England. To make a bath salt, start by measuring the salt into a glass or stainless steel bowl. Add the essential oil, adjusting the amount for a lighter or stronger scent. Mix thoroughly. Stir in the herbs, reserving a few for decoration. Pour into a pint jar. Place reserved herb sprigs or petals on top of the salt before sealing the jar. I have these directions on my website, gardenbite.com, as well as recipes. For invigoration, mix 2 cups salt with 4 to 8 drops of peppermint essential oil and 1 or 2 tablespoons dried rosemary leaves. If your giftee is a gardener, then perhaps mixing up a bath salt for sore muscles. Mix 4 to 8 drops of wintergreen or lemongrass essential oil, or a mix of the two, with 2 cups salt and 1 to 2 tablespoons of dried lemon verbena leaves. Personally, I need something to relax by. Again, 2 cups salt mixed with 4 to 8 drops of essential lavender oil and 1 or 2 tablespoons of dried lavender flowers and rosebuds. I've used the lavender from my own garden as well as rosebuds. For a little added pleasure, make a bath tea. Place 2 cups of fresh or dried herbs in a cheesecloth bag and let it hang where the warm water flows through it. To reduce stress, mix lavender flowers with rosemary leaves. See what I've done on my website, gardenbite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.